This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The Kentucky General Assembly will be considering some critical agriculture legislation during the 2022 session. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Crawl says one of those priorities is redistricting.
We are starting, we think it's going to be a very active legislative session. It's a budget year. It's a redistricting year. And so some of your listeners might have a new state rep, just depending on what happens at the line. So be aware of that.
Commissioner Crawl says a major priority is a livestock center of excellence.
Of course, we're looking at the budget, the KDA, et cetera, but I think the biggest ask right now is for a livestock center of excellence. You know, over in Princeton, and we're going to rebuild Princeton, we have the Grain and Forage Center for Excellence, and that's going to be rebuilt. We're looking for something similar for the livestock side.
He says that will focus on Kentucky's livestock industry.
We're the biggest beef cattle state, East Mississippi. Obviously, Western Kentucky's huge in poultry. Equine, we have a growing sheep and goat community. We want to do something that's similar to what we did for grain and forage, and that's going to be a number one ticket priority right now. We have some other ancillary bills as well, but I think that's the big ticket item this year.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
This is a farmer service announcement. If you're stuck in the routine of commodity beans, market fluctuations, and high input costs, I've got some news. I played that game for years. It's time for a change. That's what I'm doing with Benson Hill. I produce their high-protein, non-GMO soybeans for the growing plant-based protein market. I can get paid for both protein and bushels, which equates to a better ROI. They still have 2022 full production. Act of God contracts available. Call Benson Hill at 314-594-7624 or visit BensonHillFarmers.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Crawl says a livestock center of excellence will focus on Kentucky's meat processing industry as well.
Actually, livestock is over half of our farm receipts come from livestock. And guess what? With the local food demand growing and the fact that we have helped support over 30 USDA-inspected meat processors in Kentucky, help increase their kill capacity, we want to make sure we focus on food safety as well.
He adds training employees for that industry will also be a focus.
Cutting meat isn't exactly the easiest job, and so we want to make sure that we give them support as well.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.